This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday, the 7th of September. The general synopsis at midday. Low, Biscay, 1,007. Expected central England, 1,000 by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 in Viking. Showers later, fog banks later in Viking. Moderate or good, becoming moderate to very poor later in Viking. South at Sarah, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog banks, showers, thundery later, moderate to very poor, occasionally good at first. Cromarty 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 or 5 later, fog banks, perhaps extensive fog for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate to very poor, occasionally good later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, easterly 4 to 6 in North Fisher, but elsewhere cyclonic 3 to 5. Showers, thundery later, fog patches, then extensive fog in Tyne. Moderate to very poor, occasionally good, except in Tyne. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, then south or southwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7, except in Humber. Thundery showers, fog patches in West Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in West Humber and poor elsewhere. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, north 2 to 4, backing northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northerly 3 to 5, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast Malin. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Bailey, variable 3 at first in southeast, otherwise southwesterly, veering westerly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5 later. Fog banks, except in West Faroes. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor, except in West Faroes. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good. Occasionally moderate. That was the shipping forecast. Now with the general weather, here's Darren Bett.
Thanks very much. Good evening once again. The best of the weather today was in Northern Ireland and Western Scotland in the sunshine, temperatures into the mid-20s. Quite a bit cooler along the east coast of Scotland where it's been misty and murky, and that ha is going to push further inland overnight into the central belt as well. But most of the cloud overnight is going to be across England and Wales, where we've got the thicker cloud and some rain in the southwest during this evening, but we will see some heavy and thundery rain pushing up from the near continent into the southeast of England as well as we head into the first part of the night. Then later in the night, this heavy and thundery rain will work northwards into the Midlands, perhaps into northern England by the morning. It's going to be quite a warm night, cloudy for many, temperatures down as low as 14 or 15 degrees. Heading into tomorrow, we've got that rain continuing to move a bit further northwards. We could even, for Scotland, see a few showers coming into eastern Scotland. There will be a lot more cloud generally across Scotland on Sunday, and also for Northern Ireland, where here we're going to have a northerly wind, and that's going to make it feel quite a bit cooler. Temperatures only 16 or 17 degrees in Northern Ireland. Could make 21 or 22 around Glasgow, Argyll and Bute, where we see a bit of sunshine here, but on the whole, a lot more cloud for Scotland. And we've got some cloud and some showery rain continuing across Northern England, across Wales and the southwest, and maybe along the south coast into the southeast of England as well. Not expected to be particularly heavy and thundery during the day, but we could see some sunshine developing, some heavy thundery showers through the Midlands, Lincolnshire and East Anglia, and here it could be a little bit warmer with some sunshine in between the showers.
Darren, thanks very much indeed. Now, before the 6 o'clock news, Kirsty Walks here with a look ahead to tomorrow morning.
The images of the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 are familiar to many of us. Ecstatic people surging from east to west through the checkpoints, driving in tiny Trabant cars to meet relatives in the west. Many of them came here to the Brandenburg Gate, previously off limits in no man's land, for a monumental party, rejecting communism and embracing freedom. But that narrative was by no means a universal one. We brought together six Berliners whose lives were changed forever after the events of that night to give their own more nuanced perspectives. That's the fall of the Berlin Wall in the reunion tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Lisa Costello. Good evening.